item number one, please.
Item number one is from the Director of Audit, submitting the following reports prepared by Baker Tilly, Virchow, Krauss, and Coleman Williams as part of the 2010 Countywide Audit. And they include the 2010 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, the Single Audit Report, Employees Retirement System, the 2010 Annual Report of the Pension Board, General Mitchell International Airport Schedule of Passenger Facility Charges, Revenues and Expenses, Milwaukee County Paratransit and Transit System Database Reports, 2010 Report on Internal Control, and the Audit Communication Letter. This is informational.
Okay, Mr. Hare.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. It's my pleasure this morning to introduce our external auditors to present the audit of 2010 to you as the Audit Committee for the Municipal Corporation. With us today is John Knapel of Baker Tilly International and National of Coleman and Williams.
Thank you. Good morning. Well, it's always a pleasure to come before the committee to give our the results of the audit. The presentation, the outline that I'll follow is the summary observations from our 2010 audit document. It's just a two-page document. We'll try to keep our comments fairly brief. On that document, the first section, just an outline of who the audit service team was. These are the key players in the conduct and the performance of the audits, both from the standpoint of Baker Tilly and Coleman and Williams. Section one, the audit results. The current year scope and testing that we've done is very similar to prior years. We did not, based on our risk assessments and analysis, we did not need to change how we approach the audit of the county. We do work and partner with Coleman and William to provide audit services for the county. They issue separate reports relating to the compliance of the federal and state awards and the airport PFC and paratransit reports. The opinions that we have issued regarding the financial statements and the single audit, the schedule of federal and state awards, is that those documents, those financial statements are presented fairly in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles applied on a consistent basis. That's commonly referred to as a clean or an unqualified opinion. That's exactly what you want to hear from your auditors, that you have a clean opinion on your financial statements. The documents contain all of the appropriate disclosures that are in those financial statements. So that's a summary of our opinion. Other observations, just general. First and foremost, we want to thank the all of the county staff that we worked with. We received their full cooperation, and it was quite good. We also certainly look forward to a continuing relationship with the county. The reports that we issued, we heard them listed earlier. I have a stack of them right here. There's no intent to go through them individually, but these are all of the reports collectively that are issued relating to the 2010 audit. What's important is that we did issue a clean, unqualified opinion relating to your financial statements and your schedule of federal and state awards. The other, I think, issue that is important to know relating to the report on internal control, we did not identify any material weaknesses in the internal controls that the county has in place relating to financial reporting. Business and internal control comments, we do have some comments and observations that we've put into that document. County management has provided responses to all of those comments, and you can read those to see how management is addressing the items that we've brought to their attention. And then lastly, the audit communication letter to those charged with governance. Our professional standards require us to identify, it's a laundry list of things that we need to communicate to you as those charged with governance relating to the audit. There is nothing unusual or extraordinary contained in that document. It's not exactly boilerplate, but there's really nothing of any significance that I would say I need to really point out to you specifically. There are some items relating to some significant estimates that are contained in your financial statements. We look at all of the underlying assumptions, and we determine that they're reasonable, and a couple of other things. But there's no material weaknesses, there's no disagreements with management, no problems that we encounter during the course of the audit that are contained in that document that I would want to point out to you. But you certainly should read that document. I'm going to turn it over to Nash. He'll talk a little bit about the single audit
Thank you, John. And Mr. Chairman, thank you for this opportunity to appear before you in this committee. Good morning, everybody. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank county staff, Jerry here, and the Department of Audit and the various departments we work with. They've gave us their full support and enabled us to complete our work in a timely fashion. As John mentioned, we did issue an unqualified opinion on the county's single audit, which is exactly the kind of report you would be looking for. Also, we did not disclose any material weaknesses in internal control, nor did we have any material weaknesses in or non-compliance with the federal or state programs. We did, on page 86 of the report, note non-compliance matters that were not material but are still required to be reported to the state. And we disclosed 7 of those instances. And management or the various departments put their corrective action plans for each of those, and we do follow up with those every year. So next year when we come back, we will follow up on those issues or findings. Also on pages 73 to 85, you will see where we followed up on last year's findings and the corrective actions taken to dispose of those findings. Other than that, we had, again, full cooperation from the county, and there was nothing that came to our attention of any significance that needs to be brought forward to this committee. That I turn it back to John.
Well, actually, that would conclude our report. We'd certainly entertain any questions that the committee would have regarding the audit, the process, or any of the reports that were issued.
Supervisor Mayo. I'll say, Mr. Chairman, you mentioned something just peaking, because I don't have the 2-page summary. I only have one. I was looking. You said that there are some items that you had concerns, but you did not want it to. It's not going to be a going concern. It's just some things that they put on the in their reporting. Yeah. And I would like to know what kind of items are you talking about. You mentioned it, hit it hard, and you glanced over real quick.
They really aren't items of concern, but they are items that we, under our professional standards, we need to tell you about. And it is it's the document that's entitled, is audit communication letter to those charged with governance. It's a good 12 pages long. The items that are contained in here really, our professional standards require us to just communicate this to you. If new accounting standards are implemented during the year, that is identified in this letter. None of those new standards had any significant impact to your financial statements, but yet we have to tell you about them. The other items are sensitive estimates that are contained in your financial statements. Not every number in your financial statement is a hard and fast number that you can just track down. There are estimates included, and some of those are doubtful allowance for receivables, your estimate of incurred but not reported health claims, unfunded claims and judgment, landfill post-closure costs, your actuarial estimates relating to the retirement system and the other post-employment benefits. All of those are estimates, and we need to tell you that, yes, we looked at those estimates, and we determined that the assumptions are reasonable and that the county's methodology in arriving at those numbers are reasonable. So those were the items that I was referring to. Not that we have concerns about them, but these are specific items that our standards tell us we need to let you know that we looked at them.
Can I get a copy?
You have it? It is?
I just need a copy. I get one. I just need one. I want to make sure I have that.
It would be the report that is titled point G under Mr. Hare's communication to the committee.
I'll talk to Mr. Hare. You said you did the paratransit audit?
Yes, Coleman Williams folks.
And what did you, what were some of your things come out of your ideas for paratransit?
That is not an actual audit. That report is what's called a agreed upon procedures report that we issue. So the federal government outlines certain specific procedures that they wish for us to look at to conduct we conduct those procedures as itemized. And then on each procedure, if we have a finding, we disclose those. And in this year, as in prior years, the MCTS was in compliance with all of the requirements as laid out by the federal government for the FDA.
You said they were in compliance?
They were in compliance,
okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Supervisor DeBark.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess this is a broad question because I know both your firms have done this for the county or for some time now. In each previous year when you've identified, I think some of the terms were non-material, non-compliance, or other issues, and then you come back the next year and look at the progress, in those years, does the county have a good record of resolving those issues each time, or are there any kind of long-standing issues between your findings and the county's response to them?
I can't say that we actually keep a statistic on how many have been resolved over the years. I know that every year some of the issues are resolved and they drop out of our report, or actually in the report I believe there's a section that indicates these items were brought in prior year's report and have been resolved by management.
Mm-hmm.
And we do, I believe, indicate the years when these comments were first brought to the reported in this document. So, I mean, every year is a little different. That some are resolved, some aren't, and some are carried forward for various reasons. I mean, we do look at everyone, and everyone that isn't resolved is carried forward into the current year reports for management to at least continue giving a response and why they may or may not have addressed the issue.
But of the items that may be unresolved or not totally agreed upon between both entities, are any of those significant enough to warrant, concerned, or is it more just a restatement that they're non-material or they're not a big of an issue, but they're still not resolved?
It's management has a responsibility to address these issues. None of them are material weaknesses.
Okay.
We aren't reporting any of them. Yet their business, their comments that we certainly believe would have benefit to the overall operation of the county. Management has to look to see whether the cost benefit analysis is appropriate in implementing some of these changes. I wouldn't say that any of the ones that we carry forward are of such magnitude that we think that, boy, if they're not resolved, there's a problem. But we certainly want management to make that decision also and concur. If they address it, fine, it comes off. If not, maybe management needs to say, well, we agree with you, but the resources are limited and we cannot at this time.
Mr. Chair, I would just request possibly a follow-up report by Mr. Harris' department, kind of looking at some of those longer-term unresolved issues and commenting on whether or not you think that there's something that does need to be addressed or whether or not kind of the status quo is appropriate in order to kind of bring us up to date with issues that may still be lingering out there.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we do track that.
Okay.
I just wanted to follow up on that and after I just make the general comment that it's obviously a necessary exercise that we do, and that's why we hire you. It's very good to hear. It would discouraging if we didn't hear the comments you had about as far as a clear opinion on all the financial statements. Those are the kinds of things we want to hear. Also that we do have some corrective action and that we are following controls. And I do want to ask Mr. Harris a similar question in the line of Supervisor De Bruin's comments, and that is, I didn't bring them all today, but we've gotten these things over the past couple weeks. I actually have looked at these, and you know, I don't memorize them, and I do rely on audit to follow through. And we do have later, and we always have in our committees too, where audit looks at some areas related to this, health, human services, other areas, of course. And we have follow-up reports like we're going to have today and say we'll follow you up in March. So I do have confidence that any of the corrective action kind of things we looked at, and my experience has been, Mr. Hare, Mr. Jenkins, and your group, and give our compliments too, that you do follow up on these things, and it's important to do. I don't know. I have two quick questions then. There is a question here. And that is, number one, in your opinions, and your staff putting all the time into this, and I think you kind of answered already, that was going to be my question, is there any red flags anywhere that we have more concern than anywhere else? And that my second question would be is, we've come a long way since I've been on the board. I wish we'd had some of these internal controls and audits, active involvement in many department things that we didn't have before that caused us problems. But I know audit is always kind of an after-the-fact kind of idea. You have to look at after the facts. We can't expect you to be doing everything. But do you feel the same way I do, very sincerely, is that do you feel you're kind of on top of things? Do you feel you get timely reports? Do you feel that you need the county executive to take a little more solid action, saying, and with departments saying, you know, you need to get these reports on time to audit and cooperate with audit? And I guess I want to have a good feeling on all that's going on. Thank you, Mr. Well, Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Hare.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity to kind of expand on my positive comments about where we are with financial reporting and accountability, because we're there, I think, due to some significant, I don't want to use the word heroic, but kind of above and beyond the call of duty kind of efforts by people. And that I don't know how long we can sustain that. I think that as a government, we're stressed. We're certainly not interested in adding any more positions to any county operation that we can't fully justify. But I do have a strong feeling over the last several years that we have been understaffing our accountability resources within both DOCS and the operating departments. I think that we're just one, you know, one retirement or one termination away from some wheels falling off. So I think that we're here, we're in good shape, but only because people have stepped up and gone above and beyond the call of duty. And that if we could do anything in the next year or two to strengthen our financial reporting and our accountability, would be to make sure we have more resources in key areas of central accounting and fiscal reporting in our operating departments.
Mr. Chairman, have a follow-up, please.
Go ahead.
And my follow-up is, and just taking from your comments, is that that's just the candid kind of comments that that we need. Now, we come in the budget, and I hope you and other department heads that are listening have made these points to the county executive. You truly need, and I will be questioning during finance the departments on their staffing and looking to make sure, because we put in a lot of positions that are never used. And I understand that departments have to balance their budgets this way by keeping, you know, some positions open. I understand that. I think we all should appreciate that. It's a difficult role we ask. We ask you to, you know, correctively budget, too, to make sure it's balanced. But if you have needs, and people, you know, I hear this all the time, okay, then you have to put in your budget, and then we'll have to make those tough decisions. Maybe the county executive should be aware of that, too. And I have a tendency, and I'm sorry to make a little complaint, is that we'll get these kind of comments. I'm not personally talking about you necessarily, Mr. Hare, but I'll get these comments from the department chairs all the time. And then the county executive budget doesn't show that. And then it's up to us in so many areas then to somehow then make whole. And I think we need a joint effort here. And I think department chairs, if they haven't done that yet, and maybe you can still revisit, and I know the budget's coming Thursday, the 29th, but those points need to be made so we can do some honest budgeting. If you need a couple people, then damn it, put it in your budget. And then, excuse me, and then we can look at it. So I need to get it off my chest. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson and Supervisor Neal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Hare, you know I've talked about this for years with respect to accounting and fiscal positions. They need to be in place. I'm just following up with following up what Supervisor Schmidt said. Now, if the practice has been that the department heads have indicated they need to fill those positions, and somehow that was not put those positions, funding for those positions were not put into the budget, then shame on the previous county executive who is elsewhere now. I hope that the present county executive hears that we've been trying to get these positions in place for years and years and years, and I hope that something happens. I hope that anybody, any department head, any administrator that needs to talk to any of us on this committee or anyone else who would like to put positions at least on the table, we need to make sure that our books are where they should be, that we're not falling behind as it relates to departments reporting to DAS, as it relates to what their real fiscal position is, and because we've gone over this in the past. I've talked about this many times to the point where I had to berate departmental management as it relates to being slow on getting information to DAS. Each of those, each DAS has analysts that need positions, that need information rather, and that information needs to be timely. So I hope that the county executive or anybody who's representing him here listens to what we have to say, because this needs to happen. If nothing else, for accountability purposes, this needs to happen. Accounting and fiscal positions need to be in place.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, my conversations with the county executive staff indicate to me that they get it. This is not, obviously, an easy time to get anything of any sort done. I know they're focused on the budget right now, but in my conversation, they understand the need to fill some key vacancies in our accountability ranks.
Supervisor Mann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to thank the visitor for the audit. I think this is the first step that we're going to start looking at the 2012 budget. But you also got a lot of budget items on here that we're going to start looking at in a few seconds. I'm just going to make sure you understand, Mr. Chairman, as a member of your committee, that I'm not going to be looking at all these second positions and keep them in the budget. If they're going to fill them, they better fill them. If they don't, they might not have.
One question. Can you allude to the 7 items that you disclosed to the state?
You want
just a summary of what those
are. Summary of what they were?
Yeah.
Well, they start on page 85.
Yep. And that's on online?
Yes.
Now, what book is that?
First, they are state programs. Some of them are going to be discontinued as family care will go away, and you will see some of the responses to the findings there. But they are I'll give you an example on page 86, the first one. Is with respect to the KIPP programs, the COP waiver, CLTS programs.
I appreciate that.
And from our testing, we identified 12 participants that did not have the required minimum collateral contacts. In other words, in terms of state guidelines, contacted the individuals, participants were not contacted the minimum number of times, or at least the documentation was not there to support the fact that those individuals were contacted a number of times. In the next page, the finding was where we did not, in one case file for the KIPP program, we did not have an updated service, an ISP. So there was a missing documentation. So types of findings that we found we have are either missing documentation or missing codings that are required to be made. So those are types of clerical and documentation type errors that we found, and while not hugely significant, so are required to be reported to the state. They do follow up on those. They usually will call us to get our feedback on the specifics of the individuals involved. We provide that to them, and then they do their secondary follow-up through department audit or directly with the department, the departments.
Okay. Thank you.
to.
Mr. Chairman, just to reiterate, all of the 2010 countywide audit reports can be found two places on the county's website, both through the Legislative Information Center, the CLIC program, and on the Department of Audit's website. So if anybody wants that or anybody from the public, we can show them exactly where it's located. Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. We're going to take one item out of...
Thank you.